The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder, is Burning Man suing all of the journalists who are posting pictures from their event? I mean, I'm on this.
They're making money doing it, right?
USA Today article here about the Burning Man, the feds dropping the demands for their $1 million palatial complex, basically. The federal government, the Bureau of Land Management, was demanding Burning Man supply them with essentially a palace with 24-hour food, a chef, Choco Tacos, ice cream around the clock, and washing machines, dryers, all kinds of just ridiculous demands. And this article includes a multitude of photographs taken by someone from the Gazette Journal, which is, I believe, a Reno newspaper out there, at the event. Now, does that mean they had special permission? Because by the rules on the Burning Man website, it's incredibly restrictive when it comes to taking pictures. And it's things like this that really kind of rub me the wrong way, Mark. You know, I'm kind of a media guy. I like visual and audio media. That's what I do. I'm on the radio here six nights a week, but I also am on the board of directors of the local public access TV.
You like
station.
To record things for posterity.
I'm an activist. You know, I do video of the police and things like that. And I like the idea of freedom of the press. I like that. I also understand private property, and I understand that a private event, they can have their own private rules. And if one of those rules is you're not allowed to take pictures, then that's certainly one of the rules. But that makes me not want to go to an event like that where it's, you know, like, we don't want you to have fun with the photos or possibly make any money off of the pictures that you take from this event.
There's something that I find distasteful about the crowd of people that goes into chain coffee shops and to get high-end coffees while they tick away on their Apple products and then poo-poo corporate sponsorship and these sorts of things. Look, corporations want your attention so they can sell you products. The kind of products that you buy every single day. And I get that. I don't get it. It's just, you're acting sanctimonious when you talk about, oh, it's dirty, corporate money, dirty.
Some of them will not just Burning Man, but, you know, some of these
anti-corporate people. Well, they drive their Volkswagens there.
Some of these anti-corporatization or anti-commoditization people, they will actually do what they call sanitizing products, where if they buy, let's say, a Canon camera, they'll put a label over the Canon or somehow scratch it off or a sticker or something like that.
Sure.
Just to remove the brand. I mean, it's just an obsession. It's a ridiculous obsession. Those people at Canon put a lot of effort into making that product, and
I don't think
did a good
you have
job.
Any, I don't think you have any obligation to keep corporate sponsorships on products you buy.
No, you don't.
But I think that companies really need to, you know, it's something that's not factored in. When you buy a pickup truck and it says Toyota, really big across the back.
Yep. But I had one of those.
They don't really do that anymore, but they used to do that.
Yeah, I had one.
That was a thing back in the day. They're not paying me for that.
That's
right?
True.
Like I'm driving around a billboard with their stuff on it. I can see why somebody might want to just kind of feel like, you know what? This is my vehicle, and I want it. I don't want any stuff on it. Now, the reasoning that they want it, that matters to me. Not that I'm going to, I just make judgments about people. Am I judgmental? Sure, I'm judgmental.
So here's a little bit more from the video that has the Burning Man organizers all up in a tizzy from Quiznos Toaster channel on YouTube. They're making fun of Burning Man here, and they're, they're poking some fun at some of the hypocrisies of the event, while at the same time they're doing essentially a shot-for-shot parody of the Maze Runner Scorch Trials, the actual trailer for that movie. and it's even got the same stars in it and all that. So they're really having a good time. The stars are, like, overacting all the scenes in this, and, you know, it's really, it's a fun thing, and it's a shame that the Burning Man organizers can't just take it lightly and either just take it lightly and have fun and acknowledge it or just ignore it completely. Here's the remainder of the trailer.
The course of this festival will determine the course of humanity. Until next week, when you return to your desk job.
So
they're literally burning the man.
Yeah, it's a little too obvious for my taste.
But it's an amazing thing. I mean, I've never been there, but the this man that they burn at Burning Man, and what an incredible thing. I mean, I've seen some of the footage from it, and it is just the thing is huge, number one,
yeah.
And to watch that thing go up is, it's got to be stunning. It really does.
Oh, I burned some brush on my land, and I've had some good, some piles as tall as my, large piles as tall as my head,
yeah.
And flames have leapt 40 or 50 feet in the air, and to be close to that, you don't want to get too close, it's just hot.
Yeah.
But if to be close to that, to see it, is it's really stunning. You know, man has always had an interesting relationship with fire.
So I just wanted to play the remainder of that, just because they're poking fun right up to the very end of it, even, you know, poking fun at the main attraction at Burning Man, the burning of the man that happens in the very toward the very end of the event,
mm-hmm.
and sort of what it all builds up to. Now, I pulled up the Burning Man's website, because when I was researching this, you know, trying to learn a little bit about what the heck is this movie, I don't know anything about it, and just before the show, I remembered vaguely that Burning Man had a very restrictive photography set of rules for people that are taking mm-hmm. pictures at the event, and I thought it would be interesting to share some of those here. It's actually a fairly lengthy page on their website over at burningman.org, where they explain that Burning Man is a private event held on public land, and they put private event in bold and italics, held on public land as a participant.
Just in case you wondered.
Or a member of the media, you must be aware of your rights and responsibilities. Burning Man is committed to preserving the uniquely creative and non-commercial character of its culture. To that end, we ask all participants, including members of the media, to exercise and respect certain rights and responsibilities. Below, you'll find important information. Personal versus professional use. At Burning Man, you don't have to be getting paid to be a pro. Professional use media is used to describe pretty much any media project that is intended for public distribution. So even if it is not your intention to make money from the pictures or video that you take at Burning Man, they do not welcome you distributing it publicly. Now, burners, they say, are welcome to use photos, videos, and audio recordings obtained at the event for their personal use, which includes sharing with your friends and personal social media networks, displaying on personal websites as long as the websites don't sell any products or services,
mm-hmm.
and do not pretend or appear to be an official Burning Man website. Posting to your personal accounts on photo sharing sites such as Flickr, Instagram, YouTube, and Tumblr, as long as the posts aren't commercial in any manner and the accounts aren't used for purposeful promotion. You may not directly monetize any media through paywalls or advertisements. Even if your images and videos are for personal use, you must read, understand, and follow the photo and video rights and responsibilities. Every burner with a camera has a responsibility to be respectful to the community and its members. Professional use media. If you want to use any photo, video, or audio from the event for any non-personal use, you must apply as a professional use media for the Burning Man event.
Interesting.
We require this registration process to protect the privacy and other rights of participants.
How does it protect it once they grant you this private use medium license?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like you're going to get the names of everybody you're taking a picture of a group shot or something like that. So other rights of participants and to prevent commercial exploitation of Burning Man. Non-personal use includes the following: published photos in a printed or online book, magazine, or newspaper, using footage in a professional quality video. Well, what does that even mean? A professional quality video.
I have no idea.
Display, I guess it's, we know it when we see it. Displaying images on a non-personal website or in a gallery show. Using imagery in a documentary or TV show. distributing media to any third-party group or publication. This includes offering photos for publication or making any commercial or promotional use of event media. I wonder how much they go after these people who take pictures and put them on some website where, you know, really, do you have to read a whole book about how to take pictures and photos and video, you know, photos and video at an event that it has 70,000 people at it? It's just so ridiculous, the rules that they're putting on folks. But, you know, it is their event.
It is.
Although they are having it on public land. And to me, that, oh, that kind of cancels it out. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And of course, you can join us here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-453. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We're digging into some of the disturbing details of the Burning Man Festival, some of the restrictions being placed on photographers. You're in a place where there are 70,000 people doing all kinds of interesting things. I mean, this is one of the most, I think, most interesting art installations in the world. There are so many different things happening at Burning Man, different art installations. You want to take pictures of this stuff because most of it you'll never see again in your entire life. It's a one-off that sort of comes. It is built in the desert. You know, they truck all the stuff in that they need to build the art exhibit that they want to build, and then it's either burned or taken apart at the end of the week.
I think you make a good point. I remember in the 90s, every once in a while you'd see some art where somebody, you know, some artist gets out and flies, you know, 60,000 kites over some field or something like that. And, you know, you get pictures of it. It comes up on the news and that kind of thing. And I think those things have more concentrated right to Burning Man. They're doing things. Those artists are going there and doing their stuff there.
And that makes sense. It's a place where people who would likely appreciate the work that they're doing are there for a week, sort of a captive audience, if you will. And so, you know, for an event that at least purports to be so open-minded, they are really restrictive when it comes to intellectual property. You know, the event, according to the FBI in their report here, which is other Burning Man related news, that the FBI has been undercover at Burning Man for apparently some time, says that the event is a cultural and artisan event which promotes free expression by the participants. Well, that may be true, that they're promoting free expression while you're at Burning Man, but recording those people in their free expression or taking photographs of them is essentially a no-no unless you have permission from the Burning Man event. They basically consider anybody who's taking photos or video for intending to distribute that beyond their personal network of friends to be commercial, even if you're not actually selling it. So if you put it up on a website that, you know, sort of puts it out there for the universe to see, that might be considered a commercial venture by Burning Man, and they may come after you for that. This is from their own website, burningman.org. I want to get into some surprising restrictions here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything. By the way, ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. We've discussed Bitcoin a lot here on Free Talk Live. It's not the only cryptocurrency. There's also like 500 more. Now, they don't carry all 500 at ExpressCoin. They carry some of the best. Some of the most popular, like Litecoin, Dogecoin, and of course Bitcoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check, and you can get started at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. That's ExpressCoin.com. They can get you started. You can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. And apparently I need to give out more of our phone numbers rather than the word free. So our number is 855-450-3733. I apologize if I don't do that often enough. Sometimes I just don't have time to give them
those. It's the problem with having a telephone number that has a word in it. You know, you want to use it, right? Like our number is 855-450-FREE, and our name is Free Talk Live, so you want to use that. But the number is 855-450-3733.
So here are a few more restrictions from the lengthy list over at burningman.org. Anyone who plans to shoot video or photography at the Burning Man Festival for non-personal use must apply with Burning Man before filming and sign a professional use contract. Non-personal use means any use that is commercial and or widely distributed beyond one's personal network of friends and family. And then they give you a link to the application. They go on to say that all members of the media and anyone who plans to make non-personal use of event imagery must check in at Media Mecca upon arriving in Black Rock City. If you fail to register or receive approval for your project, but you record event imagery for your project anyway, you are trespassing. Trespassers have no rights to any use of event imagery, and Burning Man reserves the right to take any necessary action against trespassers. Professional use contracts are required to sell any imagery from the Burning Man event. We do not permit online sales.
Much for the gift economy.
Yeah. Or the sale or distribution of photos or videos via stock agencies. Before professional use contract holders can publish any event imagery, they must obtain written permission from an authorized member of Burning Man's communications department. Such written permission may be subject to restrictions, including granting Burning Man a license to display your imagery in Burning Man communications. Burning Man forbids the making of profit from the documentation of nudity at the event without the express written permission of the subjects and Burning Man. I have a feeling that one was in reference to the Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, probably does.
And going on here, you must use model releases. This one's incredibly ridiculous. You must use model releases for all recognizable individuals.
Yeah, it's impossible.
We may ask for verification of these releases before granting permission to use an image or footage commercially. There are 70,000 people in this desert, and a lot of the times there's big groups of them. And how you could possibly, you know, ensure that you've gotten permission to use their visages is just an impossibility. The copyright of a design, written work, artwork, or performance is owned by the person or group who created it. You must ask permission before capturing such artwork and performances and obtain signed model property licenses or releases from all appropriate parties. Further, that's under the professional responsibilities. Under the responsibilities for regular folk who just, you know, have a little quick camera that they want to take pictures of, they say here that according to this, you have to respect participants that you wish to record and seek their permission before photographing or filming them. Now, generally, that is a respectful thing to do as a photographer.
Sure.
That's a nice thing to do. But at the same time,
well, there's 70,000 people there. Yeah. If you're out taking video and getting pictures and things like that, as people run by naked or
right,
whatever it is that they do, it can be really difficult to chase down that naked dude and get his permission on what was going on. I mean, you're kind of out in public. You've given your permission to some extent for your your image to be used.
You're certainly outdoors.
I think when somebody gets close enough to being recognizable, it gets a little, we get a little closer.
Well, but here's the thing. The cameras these days are like a zillion megapixels or whatever. And
yeah,
so even a shot of a crowd at a distance could result in recognizable faces being captured.
Not to the human eye from where you're standing.
If you zoom in on the picture.
Right, I got you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, in the actual photo, you could probably get 100 different recognizable people in a group shot, even from far away. And so they're saying you've got to do this immediately before filming them, and if you're asked to stop, you must do so immediately. You have the responsibility not to interfere with the immediate experience of other participants. And again, that's a respectful thing to do. I get that. But at the same time, if the cops are arresting somebody at on the playa there for something, you know, drug possession or whatever, and you know, I want to record the police doing that, I'm going to do it, regardless of what the rules are.
Well, it says that you have that you're allowed to take personal pictures, right? So you could do that as long as you don't post those on a site where you make money.
Not only that, they don't want you posting them outside of your own personal network. So I couldn't post a picture of a cop arresting somebody at Burning Man on copblock.org because people who I do not know will see those photos. That would be a violation of their rules.
You put the video up on YouTube and let a friend of yours know that it's there, and then CopBlock can go get it.
Well, you know, again, how many lawsuits or threats of lawsuits are they bringing against people doing those kinds of things? You can also bring up anything you want. The FBI.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And with you in studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go to Bitcoinist.net for the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They've got a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They'll be covering fintech and blockchain tech news, and they have a very sophisticated bunch of Bitcoin network statistics, as well as solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone, including you, looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies from beginners to experts. Go ahead and visit them at Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Phil, listening in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, welcome.
You're just scratching the surface of the corruption and the subsidies from the local government, the city of Reno, the state of Nevada, that Burning Man expects. You made a point about the art being temporal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you there's plans underway for the city to buy sculptures from Burning Man to the tune of $180,000.
Whoa!
This is a city government that wouldn't pay $200,000 for a special election because of some things that happened with the mayor's race and a decision by the Nevada Supreme Court about liberty and open and transparent elections. Also, there's a land grab aspect in our sister city of Sparks. There was a big lot called it was an incubator for Burning Man projects. They had built them there, and they lost the lease. Somebody decided they could make more money with that. So there was a piece of property in downtown Reno that the city had some control over. And one of the local businesses wanted to buy a fairly big-sized property along the railroad tracks. And they were actually willing to pay over market value for it, but some friends of people who have a business in the same little gentrified artsy-fartsy district in Reno called Midtown got it for under cost.
Mm.
Our little free weekly out here called Reno News and Review, an ex-state legislator named Sheila Leslie, who's very far to the left, I might add, published a great article about how Burning Man, the organizer now, who considers himself a libertarian,
all
different kinds of libertarians.
Recently, Nevada passed a live entertainment tax, which Burning Man is subject to, and they said, well, you need to roll that tax back for us, or we're going to go to Utah. Now, I spent a lot of time in Utah. And the people in Utah don't want, you know, cirrhotic, syphilitic old men walking around with nothing but a New Guinea tribesman penis gourd. So I don't know where they're going to think that Utah is going to adopt Burning
Man. Utah's the same place that a decade ago conducted a armed raid on a rave party that happened in the mountains, which involved armed police rappelling down from a helicopter to terrorize teenagers and early 20-somethings that were just trying to have a good time. I tend to agree that Utah probably is not going to be too welcoming to the Burning Man
Festival. It gets even better. Elon Musk, subsidy baby number one himself, is a big Burning Man guy, and talk about, you know, biggest travesty. We gave Elon Musk $1.3 billion to build this alleged battery factory that's coming. And
I didn't give him anything.
So he wants
the government?
To buy a town out in the rural part of Nevada and turning it into a permanent Burning Man town. I haven't heard how much he wants the state to give him to buy this Burning Man town. But you're on the right track. It's really just hypocritical. It's a state fair for stoners.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's fine to have a place for stoners to go and party, but yeah, to have the taxpayers paying for it is certainly a disturbing thing.
Out
west, they have a lot of these sort of ghost towns. Why doesn't somebody, and you know, they are of no value in many cases, why doesn't somebody just give it to them?
Well, that's fine, but when it talks about that it's an asset that the taxpayers can benefit from, not just the state handing it over, which is a lot of things which Burning Man wants, with whether it's this it's called the generator, the piece of land, the sculptures downtown. They want to create an ongoing permanent sculpture park, so they want to buy more and more of this stuff.
How far away is Reno from the actual Black Rock Desert?
90 miles. They all come through here. You know, you got to admire some of their will, even though, you know, kind of stupid. You know, they get in these 40-year-old motorhomes and venture out here from places like El Paso, and then they come back into town, and they're covered, the vehicles are covered with creosote and alkali from the desert, and what's happening is more and more they're not going home.
They're just staying
there,
man.
It's nice to have you go home. And I've worked in retail, and they're really, really into theft. You know, I've worked at stores. Well, they will shoplift you blind.
Oh. Well, obviously, you're speaking generally. It's not true of everybody who attends Burning Man, but certainly you
It's the experience of somebody who lives in Reno.
No, but certainly you could understand that somebody who attends a place where they expect to be given everything for free might be of the mindset of, damn the man, we're going to take what we need.
Right.
And
do you think Lancaster, New Hampshire has the same thing to say about people who have been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
No,
I bet they don't.
So that's why, you know, and Phil, thanks so much for the call tonight. I'm glad you're out there listening on KKFT. Appreciate the experience.
No problem.
Yes. So one thing I think is that, you know, they do have these things like these deserted towns and stuff like that. There's all kinds of land in Nevada and out west that's of, you know, really no value at all, that it might as well be given to people. I know that there's towns that advertise, you take the property, we'll give it to you if you pay the taxes on it, that
Detroit.
Kind of thing. Well, there's certainly that. Detroit will certainly do that. But I'm talking about places out west. They've got that sort of thing going on, too. There's towns where it's just like, you know, for whatever reason, people aren't sticking around there. There's places like that in New Hampshire, too, where property's so cheap, you're just stunned by the price. So in those cases, I just wonder to myself is, why not turn it over and let these people see what they can do? I don't even know. When you're talking about a deserted town, who's giving it over? At that point, has it reverted to the county? Well, big deal. You know, turn it over.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to spend much time in a town that was a permanent burner festival. Probably would be all the people who have absolutely no responsibilities whatsoever that would be living in a place like that.
Well, there's towns like that already that have a certain reputation for people that want to party too much. Key West comes to mind.
I don't believe the organizer of Burning Man is a libertarian. I just can't believe, based on the premises of the festival, and I don't have their 10 planks or whatever it is that they have, one of them being decommodification, the others just sort of being this anti-corporate viewpoint. And I'm not in favor of corporations, mind you. I like business. I don't like the idea of this file folder corporate idea that protects people from responsibility for their actions. So I'm a critic as well. But, you know, it seems to be a pretty lefty atmosphere as far as the organizers are concerned there. I mean, the idea of a gift economy, I just don't see somebody who's a libertarian really embracing something like that. Or
it's fine for a week, you know? Let's see how this goes in the desert kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cute little thing to do. It makes their festival unique or whatever. But it's not that different from the Rainbow Gathering in that way.
So
because
wait a second.
The same thing happens there.
What about John Mackey, who's Open Whole Foods?
He's a libertarian.
Yeah, you don't find nearly as many libertarians shopping in Whole Foods as you find lefties.
So what?
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
Maybe he made a festival that was aimed at lefties because they're so transparent and easy to market to.
To make money off of them.
That's right? Like, you know, if you were going to make a festival that aimed at lefties,
but then why not
Burning
people,
Man would have been the festival.
But then why not make people, you know, allow people to take pictures? I mean, a super restrictive photography policy, that doesn't
it's
sound very libertarian.
People are going to run around taking pictures of naked girls. That's why.
You don't want people to take your picture, don't go outside naked. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, toll-free number 855-453. You know, some people just don't like fun. Usually they call themselves the government. They certainly don't like fun when they don't get a cut. And in the case of Burning Man, they've been getting a nice cut over the years. The Bureau of Land Management getting more and more and more hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to allow this party. And the Bureau of Land Management doesn't do a damn thing. They just say, okay. And they sign off on an agreement and collect hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think now more than $1 million from the Burning Man organizers. But I don't have the numbers in front of me, so please forgive me if I'm misremembering the exact details about that. So we've been sort of all over the map with Burning Man extended coverage here tonight as the festival wrapped up, what, about a week ago, I think, in the Black Rock Desert for this year. With you in the studio tonight, you do have Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about Liberty 7 nights a week, generally, then help us out. That $5 a month for the AMP program really does a lot. It allows us to reach out to new radio stations, to bring new listeners on board. Like, we had that great Burner call earlier in the show, really informative guy called in. He was listening to a radio station, and so it's a good thing that, you know, we have those stations because it makes the show better. So please go to the AMP program, get signed up for $5 a month. You get perks, you get access to the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there through our website, amp.freetalklive.com. In other related news to Black Rock City in Nevada, the temporary installation that leaves after a week of partying and art exhibits and all manner of dust storms It is not a comfortable place to spend time in a lot of ways.
No, they seem to thrive on the fact that it's a, you know, inhospitable place.
It certainly keeps a lot of people away, I can tell you that. The FBI was forced to admit, this from the anti-media and John Vibes at theantimedia.org, FBI was forced to admit that they have sent undercover agents to the Burning Man Festival under the pretense of gathering intelligence on terrorists.
Yeah, I can't imagine that anyone believed that they were going to get intelligence on terrorists by going to Burning Man.
A report released due to a Freedom of Information Act request even details how the agency keeps files on festival attendees who they deem to be potential terrorists. The 16-page document released under duress by the FBI is still heavily censored, especially parts pertaining to high-tech police surveillance equipment used to, quote, gather information, unquote. The fact that terrorism is used as an excuse for the surveillance is interesting, especially because the FBI notes in its report that the festival is a cultural and artisan event which promotes free expression by the participants. Apparently, art and free expression can now be equated with terrorism. It just seems unlikely that if Al-Qaeda or ISIS is going to have a cell meeting, that they're going to go out into the middle of 70,000 people at an extreme cost, by the way.
Right, do it on a giant pedal bike.
The FBI claims that the surveillance program is necessary to fight the war on terror, and the agency said the operation was, quote, critical in the light of the ongoing war on terrorism and potential for additional acts of terrorism being committed in the United States. And if I were an FBI agent who wanted to go party for a week in the Black Rock Desert, that's probably what I would write in my pitch as well.
Yeah.
You know, we actually have a guy who's living here in Keene who
I'll
used to work.
I'll bet you that weapons are disallowed at Burning Man, and I'll bet you that the kind of folks that go to Burning Man are the sorts that are unlikely to, you know, even think about carrying a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And
other libertarians that go there, but yeah, I get.
Also, bet you that there aren't any vehicle checks on the way in. Just a guess.
Probably not too detailed of a check.
Not a thorough one. So therefore, if you in fact did want to, say, bring in 10 AK-47s that are, you know, hid in the roof of your RV, that you could do that relatively easy and just go around shooting naked hippies out at Burning Man if that's what you wanted to do. So I think that this is quite a possible thing to have happen. However, I feel like when you go to an event where weapons are disallowed, that you've already just sort of turned over your protection, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you've said, I believe that this little rule that they've passed is somehow going to stop people who want to kill me. And there you go. You know, that's handled. I don't think the FBI has any reason to, you know, that's all on Burning Man. They should be protecting their guests in whatever way they protect them.
Yeah, don't bring them to the playa, weapons. So, yes, you're correct in your speculation. I just checked from their official website. Let's see here. So, yeah, I was going to say, though, there's a guy here in Keene, and he hasn't officially made the move yet, but he's spending a lot of time here, and he might be moving here as part of the Free State Project, who's a former NSA agent, and I'm working on getting him on the show as a guest co-host, because he's got all kinds of interesting stories that he can tell. And one of the things that that he did as during his time at the NSA was he apparently, and his co-workers, convinced the bosses at the NSA that terrorists were meeting on gaming chat, meaning that, like, there's these two-way gaming speaking things that you can do, like instant audio communications.
Yeah.
One of them's called TeamSpeak. We actually use it behind the scenes at the Liberty Radio Network to deliver audio on a live basis from our some of our shows, like Scott Horton's show, for instance. He uses TeamSpeak to connect to the network. So it's actually really good at delivering low-delay, low-latency audio over the Internet. And so the idea was that, well, there could be terrorists who are meeting on Call of Duty or, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever.
There could be.
Online video game. So they actually got approval to bring in, and he'll tell a better version of the story with more detail. It's really believable, where they actually got the NSA to spend money on, you know, 50-inch LCD televisions, Xbox, PlayStation.
All the consoles.
Yeah, they had to get, they could be chatting on the PlayStation Network or the Xbox Network. And they literally, for months, while they were researching this or whatever, were playing Call of Duty at the NSA. So,
What about Warcraft? Can't Warcraft get any love?
They could have done it there too. Yeah, I don't know what the full range of games were, Mark, right, that they were examining. But when I hear this story about the FBI attending the Black Rock Desert, attending Burning Man on the basis of terrorism, that's what I find myself thinking is, oh, the FBI agents want to go party at the Black Rock Desert for a week.
And don't forget that they demanded like $1,000 worth of choco pies to do it.
Yeah, well, okay.
Choco tacos.
That actually wasn't the FBI. That was the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh,
but the FBI would certainly be given access to that facility.
I'm sure they would.
In the event that it were actually created. The FBI report does claim that this operation could be targeting drug users and sellers. The report saying, quote, the greatest known threat in this event is crowd control issues and use of illegal drugs by participants, unquote. Which means there is no threat at this event.
Right. I mean, so crowd control and use of illegal drugs. But somehow or another, things since Woodstock, you know, events like this have been handling their crowd control and handling their drug use, and that's kind of what people go there
right
for. They want to wallow in the pit of human filth that is these events where there's just so many people and whatever. I can't imagine the sort of communicable diseases that get tossed around at these events. So, No, we don't need. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, FBI. We don't need you here.
Yeah, and you know the FBI, they're not going to throw on a security T-shirt and participate in crowd control.
No.
So, you know, they're not adding anything to the, whatever issues exist at the event. As reported earlier this year at theantimedia.org, the state of Nevada will be looting the organizers of the world-famous Burning Man Festival for roughly $2.8 million in a new tax scheme. The new scheme will place a 9% tax on ticket sales for a number of large events. The new tax could force Burning Man and a number of other events out of the state of Nevada. And then they actually include here apparently a scan of some of the FBI's redacted information from this Freedom of Information Act.
Hmm.
So, yeah, call me a skeptic here with these FBI agents and the Bureau of Land Management demanding a $1 million luxury facility being built for them this year at the event. I have to,
they can sleep out in the sand with everybody else.
Yeah. And it is a dirty, dirty event. You don't get clean at an event like this.
How are you guys? How are you going to blend in if you're clean? Everybody else is dirty.
Yeah,
you need to be dirty too.
So, you know what? I'll stick with the Porcupine Freedom Festival at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. That's where we go every year. The Free State Project puts it on. It's been called the Libertarian Burning Man. Of course, there's a lot of things that it doesn't share with Burning Man, like there's no gift economy stuff. You actually can go and buy and sell
things.
There's
lots of people that are giving things away.
Sure, I give things away there as well, but it's not the thrust of the event.
No.
There are people mostly selling things there. And
the best things to eat are the things you have to pay for.
And they're delicious.
Yeah, they are.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival. So don't miss it next year. It's coming up, probably going to be in late June. I don't think we have the exact dates yet, but once we do, we'll certainly let you know. Meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs,
IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.